This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sri Lankan authorities tightened coronavirus restrictions Friday as reports emerged of COVID patients dying while awaiting admission to overcrowded hospitals. The government said state ceremonies and public gatherings were banned until September 1st because of the growing health crisis. Public servants had earlier been asked to return to work beginning Monday, but that order has now been revoked, and bosses have been told to decide who should report for duty on site. The fresh curbs come after the number of coronavirus deaths and infections in the last week doubled from a month ago. A Sri Lankan television anchor shared images online of a state-run hospital that showed three patients sharing a single bed. She said two patients died in front of her, and overworked staff were treating people under trees as the hospital could not cope with the influx, comparing it to what was reported in India a few months ago, where people died outside overcrowded hospitals. Other posts on social media show bodies piling up at two hospitals outside the capital. Sri Lanka eased COVID restrictions last month as the government stepped up a vaccination rollout. Thousands of people fled wildfires burning out of control in Greece and Turkey on Friday as a protracted heat wave turned forests into tinderboxes and flames threatened populated areas, power plants, and historic sites. On a Greek island, Evia, the Coast Guard mounted a major operation to evacuate hundreds of people by sea using patrol boats as well as fishing and private vessels to rescue residents and vacationers from encroaching flames overnight and into Friday. A Coast Guard spokesman told state broadcaster ERT that 653 people had to be evacuated from beaches after all other means of escape were cut off by the fires. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah fired barrages of rockets towards Israeli forces on Friday, drawing retaliatory fire from Israel into South Lebanon, a third day of cross-border salvos aimed amid wider regional tensions with Iran, suggesting its attack was calibrated to avoid further escalation. Hezbollah says it targeted open ground near Israeli forces in retaliation for Israeli airstrikes that had also struck open areas. Israel says it does not wish to escalate to a full war, though it's ready for one. The flare-up, which has caused no casualties, followed an alleged Iranian attack on an Israeli-managed oil tanker in the Gulf last week, in which two crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, were killed. Tehran denied involvement. The Philippines placed its Manila capital region under a two-week lockdown on Friday as the Southeast Asian country's health ministry reports more than 10,000 new coronavirus cases, the largest single-day jump in infections for almost 4 months. The Philippines is battling one of Asia's biggest COVID-19 outbreaks and has seen a steady rise in infections over the last 2 weeks, which health officials have attributed to the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus. To enforce lockdown orders, police have set up quarantine checkpoints around the Manila capital region, an urban sprawl of 16 cities home to more than 13 million people. Just 10 million people, about 9% of the Philippines' 110 million population, have been fully vaccinated. Manila officials say they're going to use a two-week lockdown period to vaccinate 4 million people in the capital region. They're hoping to vaccinate up to 70 million people this year. Over half of Australia's population is under a hard lockdown Friday as the country tries to contain the latest surge in COVID cases. In Sydney, officials are warning residents to brace themselves for another day of record new infections driven by the Delta variant. Meanwhile, in the neighboring state of Victoria, hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters took to the streets of Melbourne on Thursday. That day, the state entered its sixth lockdown of the pandemic, and residents are growing frustrated. Cases are falling in Brisbane, the state capital of Queensland, and authorities say they hope to lift restrictions there on Sunday. Australia may have managed to keep its cases relatively low due to snap lockdowns and strict border controls, but people are growing impatient over the country's sluggish vaccine rollout, with just 21% of people above 16 fully vaccinated. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.